Welcome to the LTE TV studio. It's a great day to learn some English together. My name is Katie, and I hope that you're ready for today's lesson. Our topic today is mystery, and this lesson is called The Love Letter. The Love Letter. Peter, have you ever written a girl a love letter?
Katie, no one wants to know that about me. You need to think of some better questions to ask. Hi, everyone. I'm Peter, and I hope you're ready to learn with us today.
Peter, I asked you that question because today we'll be talking about a love letter. This mystery article is all about a love letter.
Well, let's talk about the love letter article, not my love letters. And friends, do you remember what our mystery lessons mean?
These are new kinds of lessons. A mystery is when something happens and you don't know why. You have to figure out why it happened.
So that's what we'll do today. And we'll talk a little more about Valentine's Day too.
Do you remember this holiday? Valentine's Day is all about love. And some people even write love letters. Well, let's get started with the lesson by learning today's keywords with Christina.
今天警察接到一位高中生来电报案。警察赶到学校去，在走廊上找到这位学生 Kira。走廊就是 hall。He found Kira in the hall。原来是 Kira 在他的置物柜里发现了一封情书，信里面有很多的 phrases。phrases 就是短句片语。It has many phrases on it. 这个信还有一个甜甜的味道。名词气味就是 smell. It has a sweet smell. 信上有很多短短的词句，其中一个是 true love. True 就是真正的。原来在美国有一种情人节常吃的爱心形状糖果，糖果上就写着这个词。而信里面的词都是从糖果上抄下来的，抄写复制就是 copy. The phrases are copied from the candy.
The phone rang at the police station. It was a high school student named Kira. She found a strange note in her locker, and she was worried about it. I went to her school and found her in the hall with a friend.
Thanks for coming, Mr. E,
Kira said. She held up the note. It was a love letter.
You called about a love letter?
I asked.
Our mystery articles tell a story, and you don't always know what is happening. Today, the phone rang at the police station.
And the girl who called is a high school student. Her name is Kira. Have you heard this name before, friends?
Kira is kind of a different name. You don't hear it a lot. But she's in our article, and something strange happened to her today.
She found a strange note in her locker. First, let's talk about this word locker. What is it, Katie?
Well, your locker is where you keep your things at school. You can put your books and school supplies in your locker.
And you keep your locker locked at all times. That way, you are the only person who can open it.
But sometimes people can put things in your locker without you knowing. Sometimes I found notes in my locker. They were from my friends.
But today, Kira finds a note in her locker, and she's worried about it. She doesn't feel good about this letter.
Are you worried about learning English? Don't be. Peter and I are here to help you. And so is Rebecca.
Hey friends, it's time to learn our grammar point for the day. She was adjective about noun. For example, she was angry about her low test grade. Or, she was happy about her surprise party. You got it? Then go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. I know I'm happy about having so many great students.
Me too, Peter. So after Kira finds the note, she calls the police station. The article says, I went to her school. Who is the I in the story?
That must be the policeman. If he answers the phone at the police station, he must work there.
And he's going to help Kira. So he goes to the school and he finds her. Where was she?
She was in the hall with her friend. And now we know this person's name. He's Mr. E. And Kira shows him the note.
Yes, it says that she held up the note. When you hold up something, you raise it in the air. You can say that I'm holding up my clipboard right now.
So at the end of this part, Mr. E says, You called about a love letter? Doesn't he know that already, Katie?
He does know that, but Peter, I think he's a little surprised. Most people are happy if they get a love letter. They aren't worried about it.
I wonder why she's worried. Let's find out in this next part of the lesson together.
This is serious, Mr. E,
said Kira's friend.
If a boy sent this note, he must like Kira.
That is serious.
Let me see the note,
I said. It was colorful with many phrases on it, but a big question was in the center. Will you be my Valentine, Kira? The note had a sweet smell. I knew the smell, but couldn't remember what it was from.
What a love letter. A boy likes Kira. That's so nice.
But for some reason, Kira and her friend are worried about it. I don't know why they are. I think it's a nice letter.
Well, let's talk about the note. It's very colorful. Something colorful has a lot of colors in it. Let's practice using this kind of word. Something beautiful is...
Oh, it has a lot of beauty. And something hopeful is...
Full of hope. Friends, can you think of other words like this? Tell someone else.
The note also has many phrases on it. Peter, what is a phrase?
A phrase is just a short sentence. We tell you a lot of English phrases on this show. And Christina helps us teach those phrases, too.
Right. And we'll talk about those phrases on the note in the last part of this lesson. Let's talk about something different now.
Oh, the question. Will you be my Valentine?
Oh, Peter, this isn't really the time, but okay.
No, Katie, this is a little embarrassing. I wasn't asking that, That's the question on Kiera's note.
I knew that, Peter. I was just joking. So, this question is an important one for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, maybe you like someone. You can ask them, will you be my Valentine?
Right, and you can write it in a love letter if you want. This letter has something else special. It has a sweet smell. Most notes don't have a smell.
Yeah, this is cool. It smells nice. Let's go to Christina for some more help.
警察觉得信纸有一种甜甜的味道。他说 ,it had a sweet smell. Smell 是今天的单字。它在这里是名词味道或气味。比如说我很喜欢咖啡的味道。I like the smell of coffee. 或者有人的香水实在味道太浓了。It has a very strong smell. 其实 smell 当动词也是很常见的。Do you smell something? 你有没有闻到什么味道? I think I smell roses. 我想我闻到玫瑰的味道了。所以 smell 可以当动词也可以当名词。
So remember...Smell is a thing, or something that happens. And this note has a sweet smell.
But what does it smell like? I don't know. Mr. E knows the smell, but he says he can't remember exactly what it is.
Does this happen to you? Maybe you see something that you remember, but you don't remember exactly where you saw it for the first time.
This is weird. But this all still sounds like something Kira should be happy about. I don't understand why she's worried.
Me either. But she and her friend are both worried. They think it's really serious.
Oh, Peter, we should talk about today's serious calendar phrase.
This is serious.
This is serious.
这很严重。
Is that letter from your doctor?
Yes. This is serious.
Is that letter about your checkup?
Yes. This is serious.
Is there a problem?
Yes. This is serious.
What's the problem?
I owe $1,000.
Oh, that is serious.
This is serious.
This is serious.
这很严重。
I know you're ready to learn more, but first, let's take a break. We'll be back after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back. Today's lesson is a mystery. A girl named Kira finds a note in her locker, and it's a love letter.
And it says, "Will you be my Valentine?" That's an important question for this holiday.
But you should be careful who you ask that question. Well, friends, it's time for us to learn more in the last part of the show.
I looked at the phrases on the note. True love, be mine, and so sweet.
Do you get a lot of candy on Valentine's Day?
I asked.
No, but a couple people shared candy in class today,
said Kira.
Beth brought chocolates, and Justin brought candy hearts.
I think Justin likes you,
I said.
These phrases were copied from Candy Hearts. And the note smells like them, too.
Mr. E is trying to find the answer to this mystery. Remember, the note smells sweet, is colorful, and says, "Will you be my Valentine?"
And it has a lot of phrases on that note. What do these phrases say?
Well, the phrases say, "True love, be mine, and so sweet." Do you know these phrases, Peter?
Yeah, I do. Those are phrases that are often on candy hearts. We talked about that candy in our other lesson about Valentine's Day.
You're right. That's often what those candies say on them. They're delicious.
Remember, sometimes people give candy as gifts on Valentine's Day. You can give chocolate, flowers, or candy hearts to your friends. People really like it.
Today, some people in Kira's class shared candy. When you share something, you let other people have something that is yours.
Maybe you shared your toys when you were a kid. And if you tell a story, you can say, "I shared that story."
Thanks, Peter. So, who shared candy with the class? Kira says that Beth brought chocolates and Justin brought candy hearts.
Like Mr. E says, it sounds like Justin likes Kira. The phrases were copied from the candy hearts onto the note.
When you copy something, you do something exactly like something else. When your teacher writes notes on the board, you should copy them.
And then you'll know just what to study. So, was it Justin who wrote the note to Kira?
We don't know. That's why this is a mystery. But we do know one thing. The note smells like candy hearts.
Yeah. Let's find out about that sentence a little more from Christina. Here she is.
那位警察说信签闻起来有 candy hearts, 爱心糖果的味道。The notes smell like them. 我们学学两种类似的表达方式。如果我说 I smell fish, 就表示我闻到鱼的味道了。可是我如果说 You smell like fish, 就表示你身上有鱼的味道。因为介系词 like 是像什么的意思。所以 smell like fish 就表示闻起来有种鱼的味道。再看一个例子，如果我说 I smell bananas, 就是表示我闻到了香蕉的味道。如果说 They smell like bananas, 就是他们闻起来有香蕉的味道。
Thank you, Christina. So the note smells like candy hearts. And since Justin brought candy hearts to share with the class,Mr. E thinks Justin gave the note to Kiara.
And if he did, that means he asked Kiara to be his Valentine's. And that means he likes her. That's so sweet.
That is really sweet. Peter, good job. Maybe you figured out the mystery. Friends, did you figure out the mystery?You can tell a friend who you think gave the note to Kiara. But also, right now, we need to review our keywords together.
Here's our first keyword. Hall. Hall. The halls are crowded during breaks.
Phrase. Phrase. Josh knows a few Japanese phrases.
Smell, smell. A bad smell was coming from the kitchen.
True, true. This movie tells a true story.
Copy, copy. Don't copy your friend's answers.
All right, everyone, that's the end of our keyword review, but make sure that you keep practicing them at home. Right now, let's take a look back at today's mystery lesson.
The phone rang at the police station. It was a high school student named Kira. She found a strange note in her locker, and she was worried about it.I went to her school and found her in the hall with a friend.
Thanks for coming, Mr. E,
Kira said. She held up the note. It was a love letter.
You called about a love letter?
I asked.
This is serious, Mr. E,
said Kira's friend.
If a boy sent this note, he must like Kira.
That is serious.
Let me see the note,
I said.It was colorful, with many phrases on it. But a big question was in the center. Will you be my Valentine, Kira? The note had a sweet smell. I knew the smell, but couldn't remember what it was from. I looked at the phrases on the note. True love, be mine, and so sweet.
Do you get a lot of candy on Valentine's Day?
I asked.
No, but a couple people shared candy in class today,
said Kira.
Beth brought chocolates, and Justin brought candy hearts.
I think Justin likes you,
I said.
These phrases were copied from candy hearts, and the note smells like them too.
Why? What happened?
This! Look!
What is it? It's just a note.
Yes, but smell it!
It smells kind of nice.
Yeah! Now read it!
Okay, let's see. It says, true love be mine so sweet?
Quick, call the police!
Ginger, this is a love letter.
I know! What should we do? Are the police coming?
Ginger, you don't need the police.
I don't?
No, this is just a note from someone that likes you.
Who sent it?
Well, actually, I did. Happy Valentine's Day.
Very funny. Besides, the note is late.
Yeah.
That's all we have for today's lesson, everyone. Did you enjoy this mystery?
I did, and I'm glad we figured out who sent that note to Kiera.
Well, we don't know for sure, but Peter, you're pretty sure that Justin gave Kiera the note, right?
That's right. He shared candy hearts with the class, and the note smelled like candy hearts. It also had phrases on it, from the candy.
You're right, Peter. I think that you did figure it out. Friends, I'm sure that you did too. And I hope you learned a lot of great English today too.
Remember to keep practicing all the phrases and key words we learned. They are important. And they will help you improve your English.
We're out of time for today's show. But tomorrow, we'll have a new lesson for you all. So, make sure that you join us then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.